Welcome to Hope for Heavy Hearts. My name is Harry Metzger. Hope for Heavy Hearts is a ministry dedicated to serving people by helping them to overcome the issues that weigh our hearts down and to foster the virtues that allow us to live in freedom, peace, and joy. Our first presentation in Hope for Heavy Hearts is on the topic of hope, specifically the soul's search for hope. Medical and religious leaders agree that maintaining hope and fostering hope is essential for a purposeful and fulfilling life. A life without hope is a life that is struggling and often seemingly empty. The pandemic that we are currently facing has brought changes to all of our lives. For many, these unexpected changes can easily make us feel discouraged and seemingly helpless and hopeless. We all have expectations and goals for our relationships, our lives, our futures, our finances, and other such things. In the pandemic, our circumstances have changed, leaving many with fears and uncertainties about the future. However, hope allows us to maintain a sense of optimism, faith, and even enthusiasm about our lives and our futures. So, what is hope, and why is it so important? Before we define hope, let me share with you a couple of instances to show how essential hope really is. Some of the cruelest circumstances ever endured by humans were the ordeals faced by people in the German concentration camps of World War II, the infamous death camps. Studies were made of those who survived the concentration camps. One of the main things that researchers were able to isolate in the lives of the survivors, as opposed to those who did not survive the concentration camps, was the importance of maintaining hope. I remember reading about one prisoner who was a college professor before being placed in the camps. He was able to survive the horrors he endured by maintaining his hope. He did this by envisioning himself as teaching his students once again after he was released from the concentration camp. He actually pictured himself standing before his students in the future. He believed that he could use the hardships he experienced in the concentration camps as lessons to better teach his future students about life and its meaning. Two of the most famous concentration camp survivors were Viktor Frankl and Elie Wiesel. Both wrote about their experiences in the concentration camps, realizing the necessity of maintaining hope even in the darkest days. In his book, Man's Search for Meaning, Frankl wrote, quote, "The one thing you can't take away from me is the way I choose to respond to what you do to me. The last of one's freedoms is to choose one's attitude in any given circumstance." Close quotes. Thankfully, we are able to choose our attitudes even in trials and difficulties and sorrows. A hopeful attitude is something that can help us to overcome those difficulties and sorrows. Wiesel wrote about gratitude, a key ingredient to maintaining hope. He said, quote, "When a person doesn't have gratitude, something is missing in his or her humanity. A person can almost be defined by his or her attitude toward gratitude." Close quote. One of the more well-known passages in the Bible tells us why hope is so important in our daily lives. Part of Ecclesiastes chapter 3 became popular when the words were put to music and performed by the birds and by Peter, Paul, and Mary. The song was entitled "Turn, Turn, Turn." Here are the words of Ecclesiastes 3, verses 1 to 8. "There is an appointed time for everything, and there is a time for every event under heaven. A time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to tear down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to throw stones and a time to gather stones, a time to embrace and a time to shun embracing, a time to search and a time to give up as lost, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear apart and a time to sew together, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. These verses tell us that in this world, there will be good things that happen to us, and there will also be difficult things to happen to us. There will be times for every event under heaven. Some of these events are good, and some of them are difficult. It is in the midst of those difficult things, as the verses say, a time to die, a time to give up as lost, a time to weep, that is when we need to maintain hope. So again, what is this essential virtue of hope, and why is it so important to you and me? In the Bible, the Apostle Paul, in the book of Romans, says that we are to continually rejoice in hope. See Romans chapter 12, verse 12. If you look up the meaning of hope in a dictionary, you will find definitions such as the following. Quote, hope is a feeling or desire for something. Or, quote, hope is confidence in the possibility of the fulfillment of something good. End quote. So let us think about rejoicing in light of these definitions, because we are always to rejoice in hope. So how do we rejoice in, quote, a feeling or desire for something good? Or how do we rejoice in, quote, confidence in the possibility of the fulfillment of something good? End quote. The problem is that we have lost the power, the meaning, and the purpose of hope. In our culture, hope seems to be little more than wishful thinking. We hope that we will have a nice day at the park. We hope that we will get a promotion. We hope for a sunny day, or others hope for a rainy day to help nourish their vegetable gardens. In our society, hope has become little more than wishful thinking. Where is the power? Where is the victory? Where is the optimism? Where is the faith? Where is the hope in such wishful thinking? I maintain that we need to rediscover the power of hope as seen in the Bible. Hope is not merely wishful thinking, nor is it some faint desire for an impossible situation to be realized. I would like to propose to you a different definition of hope, one based on the teachings of the Bible. In this definition, there is truly power and optimism and victory, in short, hope. Here is my definition. Hope is the joyful and confident assurance of the goodness and protection of God in this life and in the next. Or we could say that hope is the confidence that God's promises will be fulfilled. In the Bible, hope is not so much as a confidence in some future event, but a confidence in God. In the Psalms, which are the song book of the Bible, we find this confidence and assurance in God expressed in several ways. Here are the few of them. In Psalm 27:13, it says, I would have despaired unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In this psalm, it is especially important to note that King David saw himself in a very trying situation. At the beginning of the psalm, King David pictures himself being surrounded by a host of an enemy army. Even in this dire situation, he believed that he would still see the goodness of God in the land of the living. Psalm 42:5 says this, why are you in despair, O my soul? And why have you become disturbed within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise him for the help of his presence. D. Martin Lloyd-Jones, the famous British pastor, refers to Psalm 42 as, quote, soul talk, end quote. By this he means that the psalm is an example of the need for people to give their inner beings an occasional pep talk, calling our souls to remember to maintain a hope in God. In Psalm 71, verse 5, we find these words, you are my hope, O Lord God, you are my confidence from my youth. So hope is not an expectation of a future event or of circumstances to change. Hope is a confidence in God, believing in his protection and in his kindness. So let me give you some practical steps to foster hope in your daily life. First, look for opportunities to serve others. One of the quickest ways to develop hope, to lift your spirits, even in the midst of difficult circumstances, is to look for opportunities to serve someone else. An acquaintance of mine, working in a hospital in Chicago, found that the spirits of the patients were greatly lifted by giving them simple tasks to do, such as sorting the mail or keeping the hallways clean. These acts of service brought hope and encouragement to the patients. Who is the person that you know that needs help, or an encouraging note, or a friendly phone call, or simply a word of blessing or kindness? Many people have found that in looking to serve others, they have realized that their own spirits have been greatly blessed and lifted. Great benefits can come to you as you look to assist others. This can bring you hope. Secondly, develop gratitude. It is difficult for discouragement, sadness, or hopelessness to dominate in a life that is truly thankful. People have found their spirits are lifted by simply making a list of the things for which they are grateful. I usually encourage people to make sure it's not a simple list of 10 items or so. I would encourage you to strive to write down at least 25 specific things for which you are grateful. In the book, 1,000 Gifts, Anne Voskamp tells her story of writing down 1,000 specific things for which she was thankful. The first 20 or 30 items were fairly easy, but as she got up into the hundreds, it became much more difficult. As she got closer and closer to the 1,000 items of gratitude, she found her life was truly changed. Genuine gratitude, even in the most simple and mundane things of life, is a seed that can transform your life and bring hope and encouragement. In addition, the third thing to foster hope is to recognize that good may result from your difficult trials. In the Bible, suffering and trials seem to be the normal experience for God's people rather than the exception. While we are in this life, we must overcome the difficulties and uncertainties of life. These difficulties that we experience can help us grow. We can rejoice in our difficulties, not because we like the pain, but because we know that God can use these difficulties to build our character. Note the progression from difficulties to a changed life that we see in Romans chapter 5, verses 3 through 5. We also exalt in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, and perseverance proven character, and proven character hope, and hope does not disappoint. The end product of our trials is hope. In trials and sorrows, our patience is often tested every day. But the end product of that testing can be hope. Fourthly, share your burdens with a friend. We were never meant to share our burdens and sorrows by ourselves. In the Bible, it tells us that we are to bear one another's burdens, see Galatians chapter 6, verse 2, and that God himself will bear our burdens, see Psalm 68:19. We are also told to, quote, cast your burdens upon the Lord and he will sustain you, Psalm 55:22. If you are uncertain about with whom you can share your burdens, please consider contacting your local church. Or if you would like, please contact our ministry, Hope for Heavy Hearts. We're always looking for opportunities to serve and encourage people in our communities. One final practical step to developing and maintaining hope is to draw near to God. If it is true that your hope is found in God, then it is important for you to draw near to him. You can do this by reading your Bible. I like to encourage people to begin reading the Gospel of Mark so they can see who Jesus truly is and understand the help that he can bring to people. If you do not have a Bible, please contact us and we would be happy to give you an easy-to-read translation of the Bible. You can also draw near to God by simply pouring out your heart to him, telling him of your needs and desires. I truly believe God is pleased when we are open and honest with him. We can pour out our hearts to him. The third way to draw near to God is to enjoy friendship and hospitality with others. Again, please contact your local church or contact our ministry. We would be happy to try to encourage you in any way that is possible. And so, in conclusion, please remember that hope is ultimately found in God and His promises. A hopeful life is essential for fulfilling life. Hope is the joyful and confident assurance that we will see the goodness and protection of God in this life and in the next life. Hope can be and must be developed and maintained as we look to God. Thank you for listening and reading. Please let us know if this information has been helpful to you. If you have any questions or if there are specific ways in which we can be of service to you, please do not hesitate to contact us. We will look forward to bringing you more helpful material next week. Our topic will be forgiveness. In all my marriage counseling situations, I have had to help people understand and learn to live with a spirit of forgiveness. We will be providing you with a link to a podcast entitled, What Does Real Forgiveness Look Like? In this episode, three people from the Christian Counseling and Educational Foundation, Andrew Ray, Cecilia Bernhardt, and Winston Smith, talk about forgiveness and its importance for our daily lives. Again, we thank you for joining us. We trust that you will have a great and hopeful day. May the Lord bless you.